we did it. After a ton of showings, we have sold the townhouse. We closed on the place a couple weeks ago, and we've bought a new place. This move was huge for us for several reasons, so that's why there was a break in the podcast. And I think the timing is better, actually, because today's topic is all about moving. Whether it's across town or the country, packing up your stuff and getting things ready can be a challenge. Johnny and Joanna from Our Freaking Budget are the special guests today, and they have some great tips and stories about how to decide which is the best spot for you. In this episode, we also get into how moving can change when it's just one couple, to moving across the country with little ones in tow, how to decide if it's better to hire movers or doing it yourself, and how to save money on your next move. I hope you enjoy. Moving can be one of the most stressful situations couples can deal with. Where you live can have an incredible impact on your finances, health, and marriage. For some couples, though, moving is a part of their lifestyle. It may be for a job opportunity, or to help out family, or maybe they just want some change. For Johnny and Joanna, it's a little of all the above. They've moved quite a bit during their marriage.
We joke that we don't travel, we just move places. So, yeah, the last 4 years. So let's rewind. So we right out of school, I got a job in New York City. That would have been, I guess, 2011. So that's perfect. 2010. Yeah. So we moved to New York City, and we spent a year and a half there. And this will be a common theme, but for the most part, so Joanna is a copy editor by trade, and so she's been able to work remote her entire career. My job, I'm a copywriter, and so I just kind of follow jobs and better career opportunities as I saw fit. So we started in New York City, saw a better career opportunity in Boston. We moved there and lived there for about a year. From Boston, we moved to North Carolina for about the same amount of time, a year. In North Carolina, I actually suffered a layoff, which was the first time in my career. From there, we moved back to Utah. A great career opportunity opened up there. And that is sort of where we've been. We spent about a year and a half in Utah. We felt good. We, you know, lived on the East Coast for a while. I'm from the West. Joanna's from the South. So we wanted to give the Northeast a shot, the East Coast a shot for a while. And as soon as we got sort of comfortable in Utah, my company told me that my job was more or less transferring to New York City, so I could either take it or leave it. So we moved back to New York City, and then just 3 months ago, we moved back to Utah.
With any move, it really does pay to get some information about the place or places the two of you are considering. I remember a few years ago when I started reading their site, Our Freaking Budget, they were gathering information about finding a forever home. It was kind of a cool way to crowdsource some of that research from those who are currently living in the area.
It had to do with us talking about wanting to find a forever place. And we were like, you know, I bet other people kind of feel the same as us and want to know whether there's a place that like fits them best in the United States. And so it kind of started there, I think. And then we decided to release it to our readers and see what they could do to help us out, and it ended up being a really cool little project.
I think we got through like I want to say like a third, or we really want to resurrect it. We got burned out because it was a labor of love getting and collecting all these responses from people. But the basic premise was we don't really know where we belong, as evidenced clearly by what we've done over the last 5 or 6 years. But you know, we sort of had this idea that there's a place out there that's sort of our, what we call our forever place. And maybe it's, you know, maybe it's a mirage, maybe it's something that only existed, you know, 40, 50 years ago, but we'd like to think that there is a place that, maybe isn't perfect for us, but that has a lot of those, you know, check boxes that we're trying to reach. And so We polled our readers. We have a really awesome audience, a really awesome group of readers who are willing to contribute and help out on things like this. And so we just polled people and asked them their opinions on the state that they lived in.
Besides getting typical information like job stats and taxes, Johnny and Joanna also asked for more personal reviews, like favorite foods, the hot spots over there, and the weather.
It was a blast. So, you know, it was really sort of a selfish way of crowdsourcing, hey, where should we live? You know, we can't, at some point we'd love to travel the country and visit all those 50 states, but maybe there's a, you know, diamond in the rough that we just haven't visited. And to be honest, like those responses really were helpful in helping us whittle down a list of places that we'd love to visit eventually and see if, you know, maybe there is a future for us in those states. We'd love to bring it back because it was a lot of fun just to read people's responses. And I think we also expected sort of a lot of, you know, Homer responses. So obviously we thought all the Texans would love Texas and all the Californians would have tons of great things to say about California. But people were actually really candid. And, you know, not everyone that lives in Texas loves Texas. And, you know, a lot of people in California really could do without the financial situation and how expensive houses are. So, you know, people were really candid, and it was cool to see that there are a lot of other people out there in the same boat as us, just trying to figure out where they belong.
When you're deciding which place is right for you at this stage in life, it's important that the two of you weigh the pros and cons together. For many couples, the job situation dictates where they go. But even if you're moving for work, it pays to really consider the whole picture before you make that move.
I mean, I think we definitely always consider more things than just the job. Some of our other considerations are just obviously financial. Like, so it's not just whether it'll be a good like career opportunity, but what is this going to do to our finances? Is it going to better our finances? Will we be able to continue to meet our savings goals each month? We also talk about like the location. Like, one of the big things when we moved to New York City this past time was trying to weigh the pros and cons of having a child in Manhattan, because we already knew what it was like to live in New York. So we knew having a kid out there was going to be a big adjustment for sure. So we weigh the pros and cons of that kind of stuff. And then just risk also. We, like, before we make a big move, we usually talk about like, okay, so worst case scenario, let's say this job doesn't work out a year from now, or let's say we don't like the location or whatever. What, you know, what are the risks involved? Like, how would that affect us financially, or where would we go from there? So we talk about just kind of the pros and cons of everything, not just the job that we're thinking about taking.
And if you're parents, you also have another consideration. Your children, how will this move affect them?
Yeah, I think you definitely have to consider them. Like our youngest, who's only 6 months old, like obviously a move isn't going to affect her. But our other daughter, who's almost three, like she's getting to the point where our last two moves have definitely had an effect on her. She's had a hard time adjusting, and so that, you know, and she's starting to make good friends. Like, she has little best friends, even at her young age, and it's hard for her to leave them, or she gets, like, in Utah right now, we have some family who lives nearby. So if we ever weren't living here, I think that would be like a really hard decision, is figuring out, you know, what the pros and cons are of her not getting to see her family as often. Like, I don't think there's any cons of her, or any pros of being away from her family. So that kind of stuff we're definitely starting to weigh more often. And I think as she gets older, it will be even harder. You know, I think the older kids get, the harder they have adjusting to new environments. But I don't think it's necessarily always a bad thing. I think kids can really grow from those experiences of moving around. When I was young, I moved around a lot, and it was hard on me for sure, but I think it's made me as an adult like much more able to adapt.
Once the two of you decide to move, you now have other things to work through. One of the first choices you make with a move is deciding whether to do it yourself or hire movers. We've done both and have been happy. If you're thinking of a big move and you can't decide which option is best for you, here are some questions you two can chat about. How far away are you moving? If you're moving across the country and have an extremely tight schedule, you might want to go with movers. Maybe you're moving across town and you can do it over the weekend. Then doing it yourself makes sense. How much stuff are you moving? And what are you moving? Delicate and fragile items may push you towards getting professional movers. How much help do you have? If you have an army of volunteers, you may find things can go pretty smoothly just doing it yourself. And what's your budget? Finally, you have to consider, how much money do you have for this move? With each of our moves, we came up with a different answer, but it was right for the situations we were in. I hope these questions help you decide what's the best course for you. No matter which route you go with moving, you two are probably looking for ways to save money and reduce stress. Here are some tips that have been a huge help for us. Unload as much junk as you can. Moving is a wonderful excuse to lose some baggage. Host a yard sale and earn some extra money, or you can donate your stuff. Remember to keep your receipts so when it comes to tax time, you can claim your deductions. Grab free boxes. $1, $3 per box might not sound like much, but when you're talking about 100 of them or more for a typical move, it can be a huge chunk of money. Check out FreeCycle and Craigslist for boxes. You may also want to see retailers in your area. We found some great sturdy boxes for books and other stuff from the liquor store and Dollar General. If you're going to do it yourself, make sure you have the right equipment. For example, spend $20 or so and get some moving straps. It will save you a ton of time and your back will thank you for it. Going to hire a mover? Check their references and ratings. There are horror stories out there of movers breaking, damaging, or losing stuff. Protect yourself as much as possible and make sure it's a reputable company that has insurance. Finally, if you rent a truck, double check your insurance coverage. Call your company and see if they cover you. If not, go ahead and pay that extra fee to have some peace of mind. You can use that money you save for other things, like turning your next place from a house or an apartment into your special home. Wherever you decide to go, please make sure you're both happy with it. I know I'm usually the person that's more eager to move, while my husband likes to stay in one place. We worked it out so that we found our spot in North Carolina, and it's working well for us right now. Johnny and Joanna also had to find a compromise that made sense for their relationship and their family.
I'm always a little bit more excited than I think Joanna is. I think Joanna tends to feel more comfortable with, you know, surroundings that are
familiar. Yeah, I have a harder time with change, but I mean, I don't know. I think every single time it's been a joint decision. It's not like one of us decides whether we're moving.
But it's been an adventure, and you know, being able to live in cities like New York City and Boston and Raleigh, and it's awesome to see this great country and spend time with the communities in each of those areas. So we've you know, we don't regret any of those moves. Each move has been for a certain reason, and we've really enjoyed it.
Special thanks to Johnny and Joanna. If you want to find out more about them, their moves, or their family business, please visit Our Freaking Budget. And thank you for listening. Don't forget to check out the show notes to get resources to help you save big on your next move. Join us next week when Derek and Carrie Olson from Better Conversations on Money and Marriage share their family adventure traveling across the country. See how they were able to drastically simplify their finances and have an incredible time. If you don't want to miss out, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. It's free and easy. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn, and more. You can also grab the feed off our site so you can listen to the show from whatever podcast service app you prefer. And if you enjoyed the podcast and find it helpful, could you please leave a review? It takes about a minute, but it's a huge help and would get the word out on Couple Money. I'd like to help others build up their marriage and net worth. Thanks again for listening. Take care.